Police say they're treating a gun attack on officers in West Belfast in which up to 8 shots were fired as attempted murder. A number of shots struck the passenger side of a police car parked at Rosnarine Avenue on Thursday night. 2 officers who were in the car were not injured but were said to have been badly shaken. Police described it as a mindless, reckless attempt to kill officers. The chairman of the Police Federation of Northern Ireland, Mark Lindsay, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning.
So here we have the other side of the coin, the incredible job that the police are doing in Northern Ireland, and they're putting their lives at risk, and here's a perfect example.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of how police officers out there serving the community, working under a severe threat constantly in Northern Ireland. We're very, very lucky last night, not today. And first of all, first and foremost, our thoughts go out to those 2 officers who were very, very lucky and lucky to escape. And secondly, to condemn the people who would bring an automatic weapon onto the streets of a residential area to try to kill police officers. For what cause? For nothing. They put everybody at risk there.
What happened? Just run through what happened, Mark.
Well, from what I'm led to believe, the police vehicle was in that area in a follow-up to a serious incident which had happened in the area earlier in the week. The police officers were in their vehicle whenever they came under fire from a gunman. And the vehicle was struck, we believe, maybe 8 times. I think those images have been released by the PSNI showing the vehicle, showing the strike marks to the window and to the body of the car. So those officers were very, very lucky, and I think those images actually show how lucky they were.
No one's claimed responsibility for this attack yet, right?
No, but I think it's fairly obvious to assume who was behind it.
Yeah, dissident Republicans.
I would have no doubt about that whatsoever.
How much danger do you think the police in Northern Ireland are currently at? People are actively trying to kill them. We see an example of it last night.
Well, if you take the severe threat, and it's not just a word, the severe threat is actually a marking that actually says that an attack is highly likely. So every day and daily, police officers throughout Northern Ireland are going out to do the role, out to do their police work and out to serve communities under the threat that an attack on them is highly likely. It happened last night. The police officers were attacked, and we've consistently said that when police officers are working in such a high threat environment, there needs to be more officers on the ground. There needs to be more investment in the numbers, and there needs to be a commitment by government to ensure that there's enough officers to do the job.
Mark McGuinness was very quickly to tweet last night. I saw it. Thankfully, he said the attempt to kill police officers in Belfast failed. It was also an attack on the peace process. I reject both. Have you enough resources within the police, Mark, to be tackling this terrorist threat?
No, we're very, very short of what we actually need. We would actually say that we need a considerable investment. If you even go back to Patton, which is a number of officers that was put under the Patton report, of 7,500 officers in an entirely peaceful scenario. We haven't got that peaceful scenario, and we're probably running 600 or 700 below that. Now, on top of that, since Patton, obviously, there's a lot more crime has come to the force, computer crime, et cetera, et cetera. So officers are being diverted away doing other very, very worthwhile work. Therefore, to deter and actually combat terrorism within Northern Ireland, we need more officers on the ground to release the stress and to actually protect the officers who are doing normal police work.
Any organisation is going to fight for more people, is going to fight to protect jobs, right?
Absolutely.
So for the cynic who thinks that what you're doing here is you're trying to protect jobs, you're trying, you know, is it really an issue here of life and death and our security, or are you trying to protect jobs?
I'm not trying to protect jobs, we're trying to protect communities, but actually you have to look last night, we're trying to protect lives. We had 2 police officers last night in a vehicle who come under gun attack, who, protecting the community, they nearly died. So what we're actually doing is we need to protect those officers. We need to protect the people who are protecting the public. And that needs to be looked at very, very urgently.
Okay. We appreciate your time tonight, Mark.